There I am. I'm fetching fine in 49. I'm handsome. I'm a lustful Lebanese. Call me a camel cad from the get-go. I'm an ex-Marine. I trained troops at Paris Island and sent them off to Saipan. Savvy? I joined the LAPD in late 45. I went on the grift fast. I formed a 459 ring. They worked my downtown footbeat. They popped pawn shops and dumped dope-pushing pharmacies. I fingered the jobs. My gang cadged cash and dope. They were 2 a.m. creepers. I was their rogue cop Raja. I'm corrosively corruptible and tempted by the take. I live for the scurrilous score. It's my existential fate. I live by a cool cat code. My code got catastrophized on 2449. I hogged a hall mirror. I combed my hair and noosed my necktie. Cy DeVore tailored my form-fit uniform. The squad room buzzed bad all around me. It's a code 3 squawk. Shootout at 9th and Figueroa. 2 men down. 1 traffic cop, 1 heist geek. The cops nudging near death. The geek suffered superficial wounds. Both men ensconced at Georgia Street receiving. Right now. The squad room bebop buzzed. The squad room phones rang incessant. The buzz bombarded me. I heard murderous murmurs laced with a lynch mob gestalt. I heard heavy footfalls. Boo's breath bristled me. If you're through admiring yourself, I got something. I turned around. It's a robbery bull named Harry Fremont. Harry has a rancid rep. Yeah, Harry. Harry said, be useful, kid. There's a cop killer at Georgia Street. Chief Horrell thinks you should take care of it. This is an opportunity you don't want to pass up. I said, take care of what? The cop he shot isn't dead. Harry rolled his eyes. He passed me a key fob. He said, 4A32. It's in the watch commander's space. Look under the back seat. I got it. Harry locked on my look. He went, now he gets it. He winked and waltzed away from me. I steadied myself and stood still. I loaded up on that lynch mob gestalt. I lurched through the squad room and zombie walked downstairs. I hit the garage. I found the watch commander's space. There's 4A32. The key fits the ignition. The garage was dark. Ceiling pipes leaked. Water drops turned wiggy colors and morphed into wild shapes. I gunned the gas and pulled out onto Spring Street. I drove slow. The heist geek was jacked in the jail ward. It was a lock-up transfer ruse. It was 43 years ago. It's still etched in cinemascope and surround sound. I can still see the passersby on the street. There it is. There's Georgia Street receiving. The jail ward sat on the north side. The Square John ward sat to the south. A narrow pathway bisected the buildings. It hit me then. They know you'll do it. They know you're that kind of guy. I reached under the back seat. I pulled out transfer papers for Ralph Mitchell Horvath. I grabbed a .32 snub-nose revolver. I put the gun in my front pocket and grabbed the papers. I slid out of the sled. I popped down the pathway and went through the jail ward door. The desk man was PD. He pointed to a punk cuffed to a drainpipe. The punk wore a loafer jacket and slit-bottom khakis. He sported a left arm splint. He was acne-addled and canker-sored. He vibed hophead. He looked smack-back insolent. The desk man did the knife-across-throat thing. I handed him the papers and uncuffed and recuffed the punk. The desk man said, Bon voyage, sweetheart.